this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, Trevor. I just noticed something. I noticed that next week, yes, next week, in 6 days, my life is going to change. It's a grand day to be alive on that day. I'll also tell you this, okay? Somehow, my dad will become a grandfather. Way, way, way down the road. But it's going to happen. Why? Because he deserves. He deserves to get what he wants. That dude is a good dude, and he's been through a lot. So much. Yet he's been the best of the best amongst them all. Doing the most for the people, the neighbors, family. So again, he deserves anything he wants. And he's gonna get it. And then some. Where was I? Oh yeah, he's had a rough life. Especially in the last 20 years. Can you put the volume up? I'm gonna do my best to hold together, okay? Dude, no, let it run. Let it run. You son of a bitch, let it run. My dad's had a tough life, okay? In the last 20 years. And, he suffers from, being an Oakland Raiders fan. And I know, they're in Vegas, but he's an Oakland Raiders fan. I think the last time that team won a playoff game was in the early 2000s. And I'm not the smartest guy, I'm just Kyle Bowen. But I'm pretty sure I'm right. It's a sad time to be a Raiders fan, and it's been that way for a very long time. Just put that into some context. Think about it, okay? 20 years. It's not 10, it's not 7, it's not 12. It's 20 plus years of just being ass, and he suffers. He suffers from that. It's impossible not to, because there are so many Sundays in those 20 years. So many Mondays, and now Thursdays. So many of those days were diehard Raiders fans, because there's so many of them. A historical team, it's still really cool to be a fan of the Raiders, but it sucks at the same time if you really know what I'm talking about, okay? It's kind of unbelievable how much swagger that team had in the past and how much it's bled over into the present moment. Even though they haven't done shit in 20 plus years since Rich Gannon, right? Since the Tuck game. The Tuck rule game. What do they call it? Anyways, let's talk about another game from that era involving the Raiders, okay? And it involved my team, the Green Bay Packers. And I gotta give myself the most credit in the world when it comes to how I've become the man I've become today, because I make my own fucking decisions, okay? There I was, again, in love with my pops, right? And rightfully so. And still so. He's the man. He's introducing me to one of the best games in the world. Well, where is my life without the NFL? It's not here. And there I am, not following his lead when it came to team selection. And get this, 20 plus years ago, that team is good, right? They're winning games. They still got a little bit of that swagger from the past. And again, they're winning games. They're in the dance. They could go to the Super Bowl. How did I avoid disaster and make my own mind up? Shout out to video games, and shout out to Chance, and shout out to the Green Bay Packers. The same team, I think 20 plus years ago, it might be like, what, 18, 19, 20? Again, I'm just Kyle Bowen, not good at the math anymore. But around that time, it was Monday Night Football, and it was the Raiders versus Brett Favre and the Packers, and Brett Favre is not supposed to be there because his father just passed away. But as he always did, he showed up somehow, some way, to save the day, and he did that day. Let's be real. It's It's Brett Favre's greatest performance ever. You gotta take into the fact that the worst of the worst just happened to him. His father passing away. And to pull off perfection the way he did on primetime, it was something. It was something. Man, oh man. In 6 days, right? It happens again, Monday Night Football, involving the two teams that matter the most in the household. In the history of balance, right? That enjoy NFL football, this is it. It's the rematch, kind of. It's really just a match between Devontae Adams and the Raiders and Jordan Love. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. And I can say this with fucking confidence. Fucking confidence. The Packers went from Favre to Rodgers to Jordan Love. And it's got to piss off my dad that we got another one, possibly. At least possibly when the Raiders haven't done shit in 20 plus years. And they've had so many quarterbacks play quarterback for that team. Maybe in the 10s to 20s. Whereas again, the Packers since 1992, 1993, what's the number? We've really only had three guys. Well, it's looking like that for again. By the time Jordan Love's career is done, could they do it? The Packers could have what? Three starting quarterbacks who carried the torch for over 50 years. That is cool. And it must piss off my dad because, again, he's got Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel bad for him. Where would my dad's life be if he won more games in the last 20 years? I think he'd be in a different place in his life. And his life is perfect, right? He's too wise and too old to not tell you that. It's too perfect. But other things would have happened. And I think one of those things that would have happened is just overall more experiencing Raiders games. Again, if it was a good feeling, a hopeful feeling on Sundays, because really, those fans are not living with hope. It's always, I don't want to go in, okay? My dad may listen to this. I feel so bad for that guy because his team just sucks. They fucking suck, and they're going to get their ass kicked on Monday. And it's like, how do you even show up every single week to do that? I don't know. And thankfully, again, I'm the genius of the family and didn't pick that team because the scarier question is, like, where the fuck would I be if I was a Raiders fan? Damn. I'd be taking over the family business, right? Something, I don't know. A lot changes. Anyways, that's another one of these conversations on the network all week with Kyle Bowen, where we give you new thoughts, new ideas, new rants, new episodes every tomorrow. Go check out my playlist, 22 and counting. I've updated that thing for 388 consecutive weeks. Yes, 388 consecutive weeks. I do that because I get paid to do it. It's a stressful position, but it's a blessing to be a professional playlister. Yes, a professional playlister that you don't know about. The proof is in the playlist, 22 every Sunday. And again, I'll put the link to that in the bio below. I'll get out of your way. Have a good morning. Yes, a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but hey, I'll see you tomorrow. The Raiders suck, yo. Dad, if you're listening to this, like, dude, consider, especially after Devontae Adams leaves your team, like, really consider taking the next 14 months off. Do it, because you deserve better. You deserve change. And when it lasts for like 20 plus years, it's scary because you know it may last another 20 years. Like, there's a 50% chance that happens. Because the thing about like business, success, sports, all that shit, right? The real thing that gets you like over the top, right, is winning. And I'm not talking about the spiritual stuff, like, you know, feeling good about yourself. I'm talking about progressing. And in sports, In professional sports, progressing equals wins, and wins matter because you got to give it to the fans. Give what wins? That's got to be the standard eventually. And 25 years or 20 plus years, whatever the number is way, way too long because life is way, way too short. Wasn't I supposed to get out of here? The Raiders fucking suck, okay? Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we'll see you tomorrow. Go Pack, go. Peace. Good morning.